Hello, you're listening to Redemption Cast. This is Kimberly in Toronto, and that's it. Everyone else is either busy or in Raleigh, North Carolina. So, I am doing Plan B for Redemption Cast, and Plan B is when I sit and I watch the episode and I record a commentary upon my first viewing. I love doing this. Honestly, I didn't think I would, but it's a lot of fun. So I'm going to be watching season one, episode 11, Somnambulist. Am I saying that right? Somnambulist? Sleepwalker? Anyways, here we go. Somnambulist. So get your DVDs out or whatever you use to watch. So I'm going to click on play the episode. So we're going to start the episode right now. So it's just starting to play and I'm going to hit pause. And now I'm going to rewind back to the beginning so that the time code says 00:00. So we'll get ready to watch the episode. I'm going to count 3, 2, 1, play. And when I say play, you hit play. Got it? Good. All right. So it's going to be 3, 2, 1, play. Get it? Got it? Good. It's my Full House reference. Capiche? All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. Okay, so we're opening up to reflection of the moon and someone just ran right into it. A girl is running. Okay. A girl with curly brown hair. Oh no! She ran into somebody with, what is that? Well, it's a vampire. Ooh. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Oh my god, please tell me that's Angelus. Please, somebody tell me that's Angelus. Yes! Damn it! Fucking dreams. I hate dream sequences and everything. Alright, so here we go. Oh, my favorite, Kate is back. And yes, I was being sarcastic. Okay, police tape is up. Oh, somebody was bitten by a vampire. Oh, hells yes. Please tell me that Angel is sleepwalking and eating people. That would be fantastic. Angel's a vampire who has a soul and he's glad to see ya. He fights the darkness with demon toil and his friend Cordelia. He spent a century in hell with a tube of his Nancy boy hair gel. Angel's a vampire, and this is his show. Can't hurt him, so gax, S-O-D. Thanks, Robin. I can't ever watch the show without singing that stupid song. Wesley's in the opening credits! Okay. Jeremy Renier? Tim Minear, we're friends. So, is she practicing something? I hope so. I'd just like to say that, didn't I predict that Wesley would go wherever Cordelia went way back in that prom episode of Buffy? Mm-hmm. Not because they're in love, but I think because they just needed to replace Dwell. It's a great water cooler. Hmm. So I guess business is slow. I can't believe he's married to Willow in real life. What's her name? Allison Hannigan. What does he see? Oh my God, I have the same pins. I'm all about Wesley's leisure suit right now. With his linens. Uh-oh. Here comes Angel. Sleep-deprived and broody. Nobody in Wesley. Ugh, I hate coffee. Disgusting. Yeah, I forget her name too. Cordelia's jacket looks way too big. Anyways, I gotta fill up this commentary so you guys know that I'm still talking. It's tough. Yeah, smart move, bro. So what's up with Wesley? So which way do I go if I want to go to the parking lot or the basement? I'm not clear there. Ugh, can't stand this bitch. How can she even show her face back at this, at the precinct after she embarrassed herself at that party? Markham, I live in Markham. Used to. Please, don't fall in love with her, please. I will vomit 1,000 vomits. Uh-oh. What does he see? What does he see? Snap. The Pope. Please. Why do I do the commentary episodes with Kate? It just sounds like an entire bitch fest because she's not my favorite. How do they know he's a white male? How does she not know she's explaining Angel? Please, he recently comes up a long-term relationship that ends badly because she's a psychoanalyst. Whatever. Please. Ugh. She's not Buffy. Yeah, 253 years. Wesley. Why does he have a steak? Could have put newspaper. His Angel Manila folder. Like his calling card. Way to go, Cordelia. Killing dreams. Like this moron who sleeps during night, not during the day, like a regular vampire. I wonder if this is one of Stephanie's fantasies. Chained up David Boreanaz on a bed. Only if he was naked and trying to do Tai Chi, I guess. Would this make it any better? Nightmares. Uh-oh, it's happening again. The moon, someone running in the reflection. This must be from back in the day. I wish we could see an entire, like, 4 or 5 episode arc of Angelus when he was at his peak. Uh-oh, here we go. We're going to hear the Irish accent again. All right, so he's chained up. Great news. Uh-oh. So I guess maybe his non-soul is jumping into another, like, other body? I don't know. Look who it is. Okay. Your sister, disgusting. Why does he look like a hobbit? Looks like Frodo. No, he looks like a Samwise Gamgee. Family blood is always the sweetest. That's disturbing. Okay. Gallagher. That's kind of timely, considering he just had a heart attack. Actually, two. Leslie kills me. Okay. So, how many people did Angelus sire? Because that'd be kind of cool if every time you had sort of like a dream sequence, maybe Spike would show up or Drusilla. That would be cool. I'm digging this pink top that Cordelia's wearing. I don't like pink. Maybe because her boobs are so gigantic. Sorry. Doesn't he ever get hot in this leather trench coat in LA? Oh, look, it's high-waisted pants. Is he like copycatting them? Yeah, there you go. We're living it. Don't tell him you're a vampire or her. That looks nothing like him. And what's stopping her from arresting him right then and there for having all this information? Oh, Kate. I've had a kid ask me to buy beer outside a liquor store once, and I was just like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Get the step in." That's what I said. Get the step in. Your mother needs alcohol? Get out of here. Kind of weird. Equal opportunity cops. I gotta have one black guy, one white guy. Oh, here we go. Okay. I haven't seen that one before. Half dead. Without backup, Kate, come off it. There's no way the news helicopters would get there that fast. Trust me, I know. That looks so effortless. How is he doing that? What's pulling him up that I can't see? She would never walk in a place like that. Ugh, by herself. Wearing high heels, not even rubber-soled shoes. Come on, people. I know I'm picking on the most asinine things. I know. Oh my God, here we go. One bullet would do. Where are the rest of the cops? Why isn't she calling for backup? Oh my God, remember ribbed turtlenecks? Ugh. There she goes. Fuck. finally calling for backup. What did happen in Romania, guys? He revealed himself to Kate, I think. Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, get the F out of here. Run, Kate, run. Lost reference. She's so stupid pulling out a gun. She saw what happened last time. What a dummy. Uh-oh. What's she gonna do now? She knows that he's a vampire. Oh, yes. Vampire bitch. And she's okay with it? I just don't get this connection that these two have. I don't get why she'd be okay with all this and not freaking out. Because there's no previous inkling that she's into anything supernatural. She practicing again? Oh no, she's not. Uh-oh. Ooh. Cordelia. And playing into his hand. Yeah, there you go, Cordelia. Indirect sunlight can hurt him so. Gax S O D. Cordelia, you dummy. Uh-oh, we're gonna have a Matrix-like fight. David Boreanaz looks friggin' hot in this episode, doesn't he, guys? He fell in love, that's why. Here we go. The music is swelling. Ah, you're so prosaic. Ah, Wesley. Of course. Forget the damsel in distress. It's the Wesley in distress. That's why he wears that big leather jacket. I get it now. I'm so cynical. I know, guys. You don't need to email me and let me know. See, guys? Ribbed turtlenecks. They're friggin' everywhere. So ooglar. Research montage for everybody involved. I'm at the library researching my history. These montages would not fly in today's TV with ADD everybody has. See, I'm already bored. Okay, we get it. Uh-oh. Who is it? She doesn't even look through the people. She just opens the door to any stranger. Ugh. Why is she getting angry? That's right. So why don't you arrest him? Take him in. Chain him up, put him in the sunlight. Like, empty threats, Kate. Empty threats. Very same place. Same font and everything. Oh, Wesley. Oh, Wesley's the best. Okay. This is kind of sickly. Very sickly. Wow, the ADR is horrible. Uh-oh, here we go. Nice. Okay. Oh shit, what's going down? And the manhole cover is just half open. Perfect. The morphing is getting much better, I will admit. So I wonder if the school children thing was just a decoy to get Kate. Oh, she's got her holy water. That's not funny, but yeah, it is. My father is you, bitch. Their fight scenes are pretty amazing. My immortal father. I thought he said my motherfucker. You're grounded. Nice. Okay, Kate, what are you looking for? Your steak? More holy water? Oh, there she goes. Ooh. Oh, nice. I actually hope they don't dust him. I hope he sticks around. Because I like him. How did... What? Oh. She missed the heart. Okay, that's kind of creepy. Ugh. Didn't I just finish saying I hope they don't kill him? Yeah, well. Wow, ponchos. Remember when ponchos were cool? Me neither. People do change. Aww, Joss Whedon and David Greenwald. Angels of Empire, who has a soul and is glad to. Okay, I'm not going to sing it again. Oh, that was okay. I enjoyed that episode. It was different. I was kind of happy because I got to see some Angelus for a split second. But yeah, good times. Yeah. I don't know what to say about it. Anytime I see Kate, she just puts me in a bad mood. But the Wesley and Cordelia one-liners were pretty funny. The fight scenes were amazing. And I actually kind of wish that Jeremy Renner's character didn't die. Because he was pretty good at being bad. All right. Well, I guess I'm done now, so... You can always send emails to redemptioncast@gmail.com. Check out the Facebook page at PotentialCast. Go to Facebook, facebook.com/PotentialCast. And that's where we post the episodes for Redemption Cast and Potential Cast. Hey, also check out, you can email us at the Buffy podcast, which is PotentialCast@gmail.com. And the phone numbers are, I don't have them in front of me, but I'm sure if you go online, you can find them. Right. Okay, so that was fun. So I think I'm going to watch the next Buffy episode. And that will be a little bonus for you guys if you subscribe to the Potential Cast feed. All right, guys, I'm out. Namaste. Have a good one. Peace.